4 or 5 years ago, at the instance of some of my nearest co-workers, I agreed to write my autobiography. I made the start, but scarcely had I turned over the first sheet when riots broke out in Bombay and the work remained at a standstill. Then followed a series of events which culminated in my imprisonment at Yerwada. Shriyut Jairam Das, who was one of my fellow prisoners there, asked me to put everything else on one side and finish writing the autobiography. I replied that I had already framed a program of study for myself and that I could not think of doing anything else until this course was complete. I should indeed have finished the autobiography had I gone through my full term of imprisonment at Yerwada, for there was still a year left to complete the task when I was discharged. Swami Anand has now repeated the proposal, and as I have finished the history of Satyagraha in South Africa, I am tempted to undertake the autobiography for Navjivan. The Swami wanted me to write it separately for publication as a book, but I have no spare time. I could only write a chapter week by week. Something has to be written for Navjivan every week. Why should it not be the autobiography? The Swami agreed to the proposal, and here I am, hard at work. But a God-fearing friend had his doubts, which he shared with me on my day of silence. "What has set you on this adventure?" he asked. "Writing an autobiography is a practice peculiar to the West. I know of nobody in the East having written one, except amongst those who have come under Western influence. And what will you write? Supposing you reject tomorrow the things you hold as principles today, or supposing you revise in the future your plans of today, is it not likely that the men who shape their conduct on the authority of your word, spoken or written, may be misled? Don't you think it would be better not to write anything like an autobiography, at any rate just yet?"